Joining me now, Patriots inside linebacker Brandon Spikes, coming off a big win against Buffalo. I know fans were a little worried at the end there, but what was your mentality in that game? A win is a win, or were you a little frustrated?
Personally, I'm my biggest critic. You know, I always want to, you know, if I get the opportunity, I want to just seize the moment. And I got my hand on the ball, and I didn't get to catch it, so I just beat myself up. But after that, I was just, you know, contemplating on making a play, you know, whatever I can do to help the team out and get that play back.
You made a lot of plays. You had hits, as you said. You had your hand on the ball on a potential interception. You also gave up some plays as a team. C.J. Spiller had some pretty good yards. What's it like facing a guy like Spiller? I mean, you know, the old saying, they get paid too.
Yeah. Well, he's just a phenomenal player. You know, he can take it to distance anytime he gets the ball, and we knew that. You know, he was a big target. And, that's how I go. This is the NFL, and you just got to be, you know, sound all the way across the board, you know. And I think, you know, as a whole unit, we can do a lot better tackling and just doing all the smaller things, you know. I just get back to the thing when I was talking about we on a roller coaster. We just try to, you know, prevent all of that and just, you know, get guys to the ball and just try to contain them. You know, a guy like that, he's real explosive, and like I say, he can take it the distance any time. So we just got to get guys around the ball.
As we've come to expect from you, you were laying the lumber out there. Obviously, we know your style is physical. You had a big hit on Fred Jackson. After that, I think you kind of got a little criticism from the Bills, and Ryan Fitzpatrick said you were a punk. I was just wondering what your reaction to that was.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm paid to do. I'm a linebacker, but, you know, I never had intent to try to hurt anybody, and, you know, I'm a, you know, physical player. And like I said, with that comment, hey, it is what it is. You don't got to like me. You know, as long as my guys on the field, you know, the guys I go to war with love me, and that's all I care about. I leave it all out on the field, and I play relentless, and, you know, I'm a linebacker. That's, you know, like I said, that's what I'm paid to do. So, hey, it is what it is. Though, like I said, my hat's off to those guys. They played to the wire, and, you know, we came out with the W, so I'm not complaining. And I'm past that, so moving on to the coach.
Just one quick thing. Cameras unfortunately caught you showing your bicep. I was just wondering if you could just explain what that was.
I'd rather not. No comment.
Okay. Moving on to the Colts. Obviously, you know, I think a lot of people thought the Colts are going to be rebuilding this year, and they're a 6-3 football team, a very good offense. What do you see from them on tape?
I just see a lot of new faces, a lot of guys, you know, just trying to make a name for themselves, and they're doing a great job. You know, offensively, you know, they got some good backs, and, you know, the quarterback, he does a great job. You know, he's keeping everybody, you know, keeping their composure and get things done. So if we can just contain that kid, you know, and keep him in the pocket and try to, you know, attack him in different ways with our scheme, I think we should have a chance to play well Sunday.
How about in terms of the running game? Because you guys have been so good all year. You had a little bit of a hiccup, a little roller coaster last week, and they kind of have a two-headed monster. They sort of split the carries. What do you guys need to do against those guys?
I think we just need to just execute. You know, I think, like I said, we've just been on a roller coaster. You know, we got a lot of young guys we're plugging in, and, you know, there's no excuses. Like I said, if we can just come out, have a great week of preparation, and get out there Sunday and try to, you know, patch up the holes, we should be fine.
You mentioned a lot of young guys. Is it a lot of fun playing with a lot of young guys out there, that energy that you guys all seem to bring to the table?
Well, yeah, of course, but it's week 9, and, you know, that young stuff, rookie stuff, is out the door now. You know, we feel like, you know, you're here for a reason, and we're accountable, we're dependent on, you know, we feel like you should get your job done, and, you know, when your number's called, go in and get it done. So I think, like I said, we just get off this roller coaster, we should have a chance to be a pretty good defense.
And this is obviously the time where Coach Belichick always emphasizes, you know, this is sort of where the rubber meets the road, November, December, Thanksgiving. This is where everything needs to be turned up a notch. Do you feel like you guys are ready to do that and meet that challenge?
Absolutely. Like I said, we had a great day at practice today, you know, and I think guys, you know, just from that win, you know, guys are happy, ready to go to work this weekend. Like I said, we just got to just keep moving forward. We can't look in the past, you know, we just got to keep moving forward and keep trying to get better and just peak when we need to peak.
Now I need to ask you, I know media members are supposed to stay unbiased, but I think you have the best post-play celebration in football, where you sort of put that little spike down and then drive it home. How long you been doing that? Where'd that come from?
I've been doing that for a while, but I, you know, like I said, I had some things in mind, but I figured that it's just, you know, it's a spike. It's a spike, put the nail in the coffin and finish them. So it's definitely a good celebration. I love it. I thought about it one night. I was in the bed, and I was like, oh. Yeah, I think I'll go with that.
So. And for a guy like you who's physical, old school, Dick Butkus was sort of your idol, that kind of says it all, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, relentless, vicious, and, oh, man, I can just keep going. But, you know, I'm not trying to make any enemies out there. I'm just, like I said, I'm doing what I'm paid to do, and I love the game, and obviously you can tell, and I'm having a great time, having fun with my teammates. And it's just fun. I'm just thankful to be out there and be able to, you know, play that way.
And we'll end this interview like you like to end some of your tweets with, pow. Thank you, man. Appreciate
it.
Good job.